弟兄姐妹们平安。
平安。
宣召经文，诗篇103篇19-22节，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的国统管万有，听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使啊，你们都要称颂耶和华，你们行他所喜悦的，做他诸君，做他仆役的，都要称颂耶和华。你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂耶和华。我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华。Psalm 103, verses 19 through 22. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will.Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, all my soul. 我们可不可以一起站立? Shall we all stand up and worship and sing praises to our Lord and risen God? 让我们一起用我们的心来赞美我们的主,复活的主。真的是您差遣爱子耶稣到世上来为我们死，死在十字架上，我们只要是信靠您，我们就可以得到永恒的生命。我们感谢主，圣灵内住帮助我们随时省察，让我们所做的都能够符合主的心意。感谢主。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your greatness. You created everything on earth and us. And also you sent your one and only Son, Jesus, to the world to bear the cross and die on the cross for us so that we claim Jesus' name and then we will be saved, become one of the children of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, and that you have Holy Spirit working in our mind, in our midst, so that we could be following your footstep. We praise you, we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. 请坐, please be seated. Lord. 现在我们把时间交给文秋。Now, let's see, please.
大家下午好。Welcome. Let's read Lord's Prayer in Chinese and then in English. 我们先读祷告文，先用中文，然后再用英文读我们的祷告文。好，同声的方式 ，Let's read it together. 祷告文：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。Let's read it in English.Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil.For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Today's scripture reading is in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1. 今天读经经文是在以弗所书第四章第一节。Let's read together in English and then in Chinese. I urge you all to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.我劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。Thank you。下面把时间交给牧师。
让我们一同低头来祷告。Let's bow our head and pray together.亲爱的主，我们感谢你的保守跟看顾，再一次因为你的召聚，主啊，你让教会弟兄姐妹能够一同来到你的面前来敬拜。主啊，无论是在教会实体的聚集，或者是个人因为一些的因素在家线上的崇拜，主啊，我们都求你保守我们的心思意念，帮助我们单单这一段的时间，主啊，能够专心的来仰望你，因为你是我们的主，你是我们的神，你配得我们一切的颂赞，一切的敬拜。主啊，我们谢谢你再次的来到你施恩的宝座前，求主来保守，求主来怜悯，求主来看顾。主啊，在我们中间啊，因为身体的软弱有病痛的，求主的大能来医治。主啊，并且透过你的眷顾跟医治，让你自己的名得到荣耀。主啊，在你的面前也特别纪念在我们中间有许多啊这些青少年，主啊，无论是在大学或者是在高中、国中小学，主啊，在今天这个世代，主啊，这些的学生年轻人面对许多的吸引、许多的诱惑、许多的挑战、许多的冲击，特别求主你的圣灵在每一个孩子们的心中，主啊，继续的来保守、来看顾，帮助他们，因为有主你自己的话语长存在他们的心中，主啊，让他们存着一颗敬畏的心，主啊，让他们靠着主的怜悯跟恩典，能够胜过这世上 一切的诱惑受胜过这些同学朋友之间的这些的压力，求主特别的怜悯看顾我们，谢谢主，把我们的下一代，把每一个人的家庭，主啊，都全然的交托仰望我们，谢谢主。天父，我们也再一次感谢你保守带领我们进入到了十一月份，主啊，再一次的来提醒我们，我们在你面前所蒙受的恩典是何等的大，求主特别施恩赐福在我们这个属灵的大家庭中间啊，十一月份的寿星众弟兄姐妹，求主保守赐福，让这些的啊弟兄姐妹，主啊，能够更加的爱主，更多的经历主你自己的保守，你的恩典，心中常存感恩，愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给坐宝座的羔羊。Father, we thank you for bring us to come before you. Thank you for this opportunity that either we are in the church or we stay at home. Father, we pray that you keep our hearts. Help each one of us that we can focus on you. Because you are the mighty God, you are worthy our worship. And Father, we want to praise you. We want to give all the thanks to you, Lord. Pray that for our brothers and sisters who has been sick, and pray that your healing touch upon them, and through all this sickness, and be healed, that your name will be glorified. And Father, that help us, make us even close to you during this difficult time. Pray that for our next generation, our kids in college, high school, middle school, and Father, may you continue to strengthen them in this very, very challenging and difficult environment. May your living word stay in their hearts. May your Holy Spirit enlighten their hearts always to show them your way and your truth, and help them, give them the strength so that they can follow you always. Father, you know this is our prayer. May you continue to bless this spiritual family. You know all our needs. But Father, we come before you. We know your will is better, is the best for all of us, even though we may not understand right now. But when we go through and we realize you are with us always, and always remind us, no matter in what kind of circumstance, that we can look back, we can look at you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for bringing the Reverend G be with us, and may you bless your servant through that your servant that you will minister to each one of us, Lord. And we just lift up the rest of the time into your hands. May the Holy Spirit be with us, guide us, and strengthen each one of us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we'll just hand over the time to Reverend G.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I'm sorry. I'm used to preaching in the morning. You just called me Reverend G. Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, You just called me Reverend G. Well, that's my father's Reverend G. I'm just Pastor G. I'm a 居宅牧师. I'm a... So when you guys, when people greet me, please say Pastor G. Because Reverend G, I will never respond. That's my father. But I send my greetings from the Davis Chinese Christian Church where I am pastoring. And I thank you for Tim and Opal for inviting me back. We both served at the Chinese Grace Bible Church many, many years ago. Yeah, I think it says 1974. So that's almost 50 years. Wow. So I am married.
I've
been married for quite a long time. So Sumo cannot make it today. My wife cannot make it here. She's helping my daughter, who's a senior in high school, getting her projects done. My son is a junior at California Baptist University. And he had the privilege of this summer working with Faith, that is from your church. They did the CBM camp together.
Oh, he 今年跟那个 Faith 陈一起在 CBM camp 做counselor.
So thank you for the partnership that we can enjoy.
谢谢你们有这样美好的合作关系。
All right. Okay. So this has been recorded. This is my four. Okay.So how would you, let me ask you this, how would you complete this sentence? God placed me on this earth to...
你会如何完成这句话呢？上帝把我们放在这个世上是为了...
Some people will find their purpose in life after examining all the things that they have done.
有些人是在检查完他们完成了所有事情以后才找到了人生的目标。
Maybe your grandchildren says, Grandma, Grandpa, tell me your life story.
有可能是孙子说爷爷奶奶你告诉我们你的人生故事吧。
Some people discover their purpose by what they're good at doing.
有些人是通过他们擅长的事情来发现他们的目标。
Perhaps it's sports.
像运动方面的天赋。
Business.
商业方面的天才。
Maybe it's just raising a family.
有可能就是养家糊口。
Some of us find our purpose because others declare us to be an expert in a certain field.
有些人会依赖别人来定义他们。作为专家来实现他们的人生目标。
I got an email 2 weeks ago.
我收到一个电子邮件两个星期以前我收到一个电子邮件。
And it says, Dr. G, you have been quoted in several papers.
Dr. 朱博士，你已经被在别的文章上被引用了。
Wow, I'm famous now.
我很有名啊。
And then I looked at it, it's a different Philip G, it's not me. Some people never find out what their purpose is until after they die. Perhaps it's at a funeral that somebody shares their life story about this person.
有可能是在葬礼上别人在分享他们的人生故事的时候才发现。
It's one thing to ask people, what do you think our purpose in life is?
一方面是问别人我们的生活我们的人生目标是什么。
But as Christians, we need to ask, what is God's purpose for me on this earth?
但是作为一个基督徒，我们应该知道上帝让我们在这个世上的旨意是。
We just read this verse. It says Ephesians 4:1. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
就我们刚刚读的这个经文，以弗所书四章第一节，我劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And in this passage, it tells us that we all have a calling from God.
在这个经文里面说，我们每个人都有从主而来的不同的呼召。
And are you living up to that? Are you living a life worthy of that calling?
那你行事为人是与这个蒙召的恩相称吗？
And so the main point of today's today's sermon is every believer has some kind of calling from the Lord.
今天的主题呢，主要观点就是说，我们每个信徒都有从主而来的不同的呼召。
The ushers handed out a sermon outline, so if you want to follow along, you could do so.
服事的姐妹们有把给你们发一张那个。handout 就上面有这个一些问题，你们可以记笔记。
And in the back there are some reflection questions.
在后面有一些这个就是复习的问题。
And so what you could do is after the sermon, after you go home or during the week, to reflect on the some of these questions about your calling that God has given to you.
那我们就是说，这个讲到完以后，大家回去在周中的时候可以重新回顾一下这些问题，看看就是来自上帝的对我们的呼召是什么。
So it's one thing to say that everybody has some kind of calling from God.
就是一方面我们可以说是我们每个人都有从主而来不同的招呼呼召。
The other part of that question or that statement is that every believer is expected to respond to those callings.
那另一方面就是说我们每一个基督徒都应该是有对主的招呼召有反应的。
So what kind of response or what are we responding to? What is God calling us to do or be?
那我们的回应应该是什么呢？那我们主是要我们呼召成为什么人，做什么事呢？
Well, the first calling is the call to a living relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
那第一个呼召就是呼召我们信靠基督耶稣，与神建立一个活泼的关系。
So this is what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
那哥林多前书第一章第九节说。
It says, God who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
We as sinners have been called into a fellowship, into a relationship with the Holy God.
那我们作为罪人，但是我们被神召呼去，我们与基督主基督耶稣一同得福。
And how does that happen?
那怎么怎么会发生呢？
2 Thessalonians 2:14 says this.
第三摩尼加书后书说。
He has called you to this through what? Our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神既我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
At some time in your life, somebody came to you and shared the good news of Jesus Christ.
在我们人生的某一个时候，我们就有人来到我们身边，给我们传这个。
And when we responded, we became a child of Jesus Christ.
当我们反应的时候，我们就成为了一个基督徒，神的儿女。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们的罪被原谅了。
And now we can have a relationship with the Holy God.
那我们就可以与神有一种关系，有一种。
This is what it says in 2 Corinthians 6:17-18.
这就是哥林多前书哥林多后书第六章第十七节第十八节。
And actually, I will just read verse 18.
Okay, 那我就只读第十八章十八节。
And it says, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty.
我要做你们的父， 你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we were included into the family of God.
当我们接受主耶稣做我们的救主的时候，我们就进入了这个家庭。
We have been adopted into God's family.
我们被招进了神的家。
So our first calling is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们的第一个呼召就是与神有一个建立一个关系，活泼的关系。
And November is Thanksgiving month.
十一月份是感恩的季节。
The very least that you should be thankful for is your salvation.
那至少我们应该感恩的就是我们的得救。
The second calling is a call to obedience.
那第二个呼召呢，就是顺服的呼召。
As God's children, we need to be obedient to our Heavenly Father.
作为神的儿女呢，我们应该就是说顺服主的呼召。
So not only has it called us into a fellowship, but to a continuing fellowship with God.
那他不只是让我们与上帝相交，让我们有个持续与上帝相交的关系。
And what does that continual fellowship look like?
那持续与上帝相交的这个看上去像什么呢？
Well, to be holy.
那第一个就是要圣洁。
And it says there, to be holy as I am. God is holy.
那你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
Hopefully that the more time you spend with God, you want to be more like God.
那你跟神花的时间越多，你就更要像神一样。
And that people can see that difference.
那人们都可以从你身上看到这个不同。
The second area of obedience is to rest and trust.
那第二个方面，顺服的第二个方面就是安息和信靠。
I know for us Asians, we think it is so difficult to say that. How does obeying God mean rest? We don't know how to rest.
那就是说，我们亚洲人一般都是学顺服的时候，我们怎么样去安息？我们不知道怎么安息。
This is what Jesus says. Come.
那基督耶稣是这样告诉我们的。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.And I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
We live such busy, busy lives.
我们每天都是非常的繁忙。
And we carry such burdens on ourselves.
我们很多重担，我们每个人都有自己的重担。
And I am so thankful to the Lord. He says, "Come to me."
我真的是非常感恩主让我们说来到我这里来。
Last night I was at a Bible study.
昨天晚上我是在查经学习。
And we studied Hannah from 1 Samuel.
那我们是学习那个 Hannah.
Hannah was very sad.
Hannah 是非常的难过。
She had no children.
她没有小孩。
And instead of being bitter, she prayed.
就是说，不是去难过，就是很苦恨。她呢，就是祷告。
And that's one of the greatest things that we as Christians have.
就是这一个，我们真的是作为基督徒，我们真的是非常感恩，我们有这个能力去祷告的能力。
We can come to Jesus.
我们能到主面前来。
And just cry out to him in our prayers, says, Lord, this is what my burdens are.
能够告诉主，这就是我的重担，哭喊着告诉主，这就是我的重担。
And God takes delight in hearing us.
主就会听到我们的祷告。
A second area of obedience is the area to have a vibrant relationship with God's people.
那第二个持续与上帝相交的观点就是说，与上帝的子民建立。
And this is what Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 and 25 says. It says, Let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. And then it says, Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
我们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人， 倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
I tell my congregation, this is the salad verse of the Bible.
这我告诉我的会众们，这就是很重要的一章经节。
Now this is a salad verse.
Salad,
yeah. 上菜。
Salad 就是。
Just salad, yeah.
Salad 的 verse, 经文。
Because it has so much lettuce in it.
因为这里面有很多 lettuce, 就 lettuce, 就是沙拉里面用的菜青菜。
青菜，对。We laugh at this.
我们很就是。
We laugh at this, these verse, that this joke.
我们就对这个玩笑很喜乐。
But really, we have forgotten what it meant to meet together.
那我们经常是忘记了这是什么事，这是为了什么。
During COVID time, a lot of people didn't go to church.
那就是在新冠的这个时间段，好多人都没有来教会。
And not just Chinese churches or Asian churches, a lot of churches.
不只是中国教会、亚洲教会，是好多所有的教会。
But you know, when COVID was mostly over, people never came back.
那新冠结束以后，也很多人就没有回来了。
Oh, they're afraid of coming back to church because they don't want to pass on COVID.
他们的原因就是说他们不想传染那个新冠。
But we see the same people at Costco.
但是我们看到同样的人，他们又去 Costco.
We see the same people at Ranch 99.
我们看这些人也去大华九九。
And see, there's something wrong with us.
这就是我们很多，这是真的是不对的。
God calls us to come together to worship.
主让我们来到一起来一个崇拜神。
And we make a lot of excuses.
我们找了很多不来的原因。
And you know, bottom line is the lack of obedience.
那这个原因主要就是缺乏顺服。
Now at our church we have Zoom.
在我们教会我们是有 Zoom 网上崇拜。
And there are some people just like to go on Zoom.
那有的人就只在网上崇拜。
So they don't want to come back to church.
他们不想来到教会，实体教会。
They're afraid.
他们怕，他们很害怕。
So we came up with a plan.
那我们就找了一个方法。
We got the children to come up and sing.
我们就让小孩来到教会一起唱歌。
And so when the children come and sing, the parents and the grandparents, they have to come.
那小孩来的时候，这个父母亲，然后祖父母都一定要来的。
And it restored the joy of meeting together.
那就重恢复了他们这个在一起的这种欢乐的心，喜乐的心。
There is so much that happens when we are here together to worship together.
当我们聚集在一起崇拜神的时候，真的是很多很多事情发生。
It's out of obedience.
这就是顺服。
Now there are some times when God says, I don't want you to meet with certain people.
那有时候主说你不要去跟一些人见面。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 through 16 says this.
那哥林多前书第六章十四节到十六节说。
It says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and the wicked have in common? Or what fellowship can light and have with darkness?
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一个。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And God says, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Davis is a college town.
戴维斯是一个大学城。
And we have a lot of students that come to Davis.
那我们有很多很多的学生在戴维斯。
And this is the first time a lot of teenagers are outside of the parents' control.
那这就是很多这种年轻人第一次脱离父母的掌控。
So what happens when young people, good-looking girls and good-looking guys see each other?
那这个时候就是年轻人有好看的女孩子、好看的男孩子在一起。
We call in Chinese patology, 拍拖。
拍拖，那里我们就是说，约会拍拖。
They want to date.
他们要约会。
And the complaint is, why are all the good-looking people non-Christians?
那为什么这些好长得漂亮的英俊潇洒的人都是不是基督徒呢？
And we warn them. Scripture says, watch out who you date.
那我们就是警告他们，就说经文上说，要小心你们跟什么样的人约会。
Parents, pray for your children.
父母亲，请为你们的子女祷告。
Pray for them about guarding their hearts.
为他们就是管好他们的心祷告。
Because when their hearts are broken, oh, it is painful.
当他们的心被伤害的时候，真的是非常非常的痛苦。
The grades will drop.
他们的成绩会下降。
They won't eat.
他们不会吃饭。
And when they call you on the phone, all they do is cry.
他们打给你打电话的时候就是哭。
And that's just the guys.
这还是小男孩子。
But they all get brokenhearted.
他们的心都是会被伤害的。
And oftentimes, this is when our fellowships encourage these young people.
这就是我们教会会鼓励这些年轻人。
To focus on who God is.
就是专注在神是什么。
Let God satisfy the needs of their heart.
让神来满足他们心里的需求。
Well, the third area of obedience is that we are to remember Christ's finished work on the cross.
那我们第三点就是顺服的呼召的第三点就是纪念基督在十字架上所成就的。
So we are called to be baptized.
那第一个就是洗礼，我们要去受洗礼。
When you get baptized, you are publicly declaring your faith in Jesus Christ.
当我们受洗礼的时候，我们就是对全大家对众人宣告我们是基督徒了。
Because when they come, they hear your testimony.
当他们来的时候，听到你的见证。
And that they may consider who Jesus Christ is.
那他们也会想一下基督耶稣是谁。
In fact, that's what Matthew 28 is all about.
这就是马太福音第28章。
Yeah, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And it says baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
然后奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And so baptism is nothing magical.
那洗礼不是说什么就是一个魔术一样的事情。
It doesn't make you a Christian by getting baptized.
就洗礼不会是让你成为一个基督徒。
But what it does is that you're telling people that I am following Jesus Christ.
那这个洗礼其实就是让你对众人宣称我是基督徒了，我要跟随神的脚步。
Because no other religion baptizes people in the name of Jesus or the Father and of the Holy Spirit.
没有其他的宗教是给人施洗奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗。
We remember what Christ did for us in our baptisms because we are obeying Christ that I died and I came back to life, resurrection.
那我们在受洗的时候，我们就知道神为我们的罪死了，然后他又复活了。
The second area of remembering what Christ done is communion.
那第二点就是纪念基督在十字架上成就的，就是圣餐。
And I trust that when you came, you received this.
那你进来的时候，你们都收到了这个东西。
Yeah, I don't want to play with it. Okay. But this is what Scripture says.
这就是经文上说的。
Jesus calls us to remember what He did for us on the cross.
那耶稣就 告诉我们他在为我们在十字架上所行的。
And this is what Paul says to the church in Corinth.
这就是保罗对教会说的。
For I received from the Lord, I pass on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
祝谢了就劈开说，这是我的身体，我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Whenever you eat this bread, you drink this cup, I think I skipped a verse. Eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼，这喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of Christ, of the Lord.
所以，无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血了。
Remember, we started the sermon talking about living a life that's worthy of our calling.
因为我们就是我们开始的时候就说了，我们要就是说我们要就是做就是要我们做我们门招，我们就是说我们要符合我们门招的事。
Now it talks about an unworthy manner.
那现在就是告诉我们不应该做的事。
And so, part of that calling is to remember what Christ did for us.
那就是说，这个呼召的一部分就是说，我们要记住神要我们做什么。
And I know I'm like you. Sometimes I look at this and says, you know, is this easy to open?
那我也像你们一样的，有时候我看到这个，我就说，是不是这个很容易就被打开了？
Is that bread fresh or is it stale?
这个饼是陈旧的饼呢，还是比较新鲜的饼。
Is this grape juice sweet or is it sour?
那这个葡萄汁是酸的呢，还是甜的？
In the church in Davis, when we used to have the regular cups.
在我们在戴维斯教会，我们有那个就是正常的那种杯。
Yeah, before the COVID.
就是那个在新冠之前。
Well, our church also has a tradition of cooking a big lunch. That we eat after the service.
那我们教会在 COVID 之前的话，也会就是大家聚在一起吃午饭，就是崇拜以后会聚在一起吃午餐。
Well, this one brother likes to cook with a lot of garlic.
有一个弟兄就很喜欢用那个大蒜炒菜。
So, you know, we had the communion cups all prepared in the refrigerator.
那我们这个就是圣餐的这个杯子都是在那个厨房里。
And then on the bottom, we had all the Chinese food with all the garlic smell.
那在底下就有这个中餐的话，都有这种大蒜的味道。
So we had grape juice that tastes like garlic.
我们这个葡萄酒就像那个大蒜的味道。
But really, when Jesus did this, he's not asking, you know, do you like the bread or do you like the cup?
但耶稣给我们准备这个的时候，他是不是说问我们是不是喜欢这个饼，是不是喜欢这个？
He says, "What should this always remind you of?"
这个应该提醒你们什么？
That his body that was sinless bore our sins.
他的身体为我们剥开。
His blood was shed to pay for my sins.
他的血流下来是为我们的罪，洗我们的罪。
Am I grateful?
我们是应该感恩吗？
Because I could not pay for my sins, I needed a savior.
我们自己不能为自己的罪赎价，那赎我们的罪，我们只能需要一个救主。
And which leads us to our fourth issue of or matter of obedience is to share the gospel.
那第四个方面就是顺服的第四个方面就是分享基督，耶稣基督的好消息。
You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
If you are in California, you have reached the ends of the earth. Because any further west, you go into the ocean.
再往西你就到了大西大洋海海里去了。
But California is a great mission field.
加州真的是一个非常好的传福音的地方。
Many people need to hear the gospel.
许许多的人都需要听到这个好消息，这个福音。
May God bless us as we obey Him in fulfilling the Great Commission.
需要神来祷告，就是我们要祷告，我们能够传到这个传福音，做这个大使命。
The third call that God makes to us is a call to ministry.
第四个呼召，第三个呼召就是事工的呼召。
Now, don't think of ministry as, oh, I got to become a pastor.
事工不是说我们要成为一个牧师。
But it's just ministry, meaning using the gifts God has given to you to serve Him.
就是用你的所能去服侍上帝。
In fact, that's the first point.
这就是第一个点。
That's what Peter says. Each one should use whatever gifts he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
所以个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍的人，要按着神所赐的能力服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
Every one of us has been given at least one gift.
我们每一个人至少都有一个恩赐。
And the only way to find out about it is to serve and find out.
那这唯一的方法去知道我们的恩赐是什么呢？就是去服侍。
I have so many things to say about this, but I need to move on.
我有很多想要说的，但是我必须要往前走。
I'll tell you that my first experience of serving the Lord was working in a nursery at Chinese Grace Bible Church.
我的第一个服侍的工作就是在那个婴儿室。
And what happened was, Pastor Alan says, "Philip, I want you to serve."
Alan 牧师跟我说 ，Philip， 我需要你来帮忙服侍。
So I wear my best suit that I had as a teenager.
我就是一个年轻人，所以我穿了我最好的西服来到教会。
He sent me to the nursery.
他送我到婴儿房。
And he says, "I want you to work with these children."
我需要你跟这些小孩就是帮忙照看小孩。
I was handed a baby.
我被一个小孩 baby 给送交到我的手上。
And I'm used to that because my sister was 12 years younger than me, so I know how to carry babies.
我知道怎么照顾一个小 baby， 因为我的妹妹是比我年轻12岁。
So I put the baby on my shoulder.
我把那个 baby 放到我的肩膀上。
I was so proud of myself.
我很骄傲。
And I was burping the baby,
我在那给他打嗝。
And he threw up.
他吐了我一身。
So it may not always start well, but God taught me some lessons along the way.
有可能开始的时候并不是特别好，但是真的神给我很多这种好的教训。
But just be faithful, says God. I hear you calling. How can I serve you?
就是要有信心。就说主啊，我知道你的呼召，那我怎么来帮你？我怎么来服侍你
？Some will maybe call to vocational ministry.
有的就是蒙召的事工。
This is what Scripture says. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit says, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them."
我们侍奉主的时候，侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我们分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的事工。
So after they have fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
God may be calling someone from this midst into full-time ministry.
那主也有可能在我们这个会众中 招呼人去做全时间的服事。
I became a pastor not because my dad is a missionary.
我成为牧师不是因为我爸爸是一个牧师。
I became a pastor because God called me.
我成为牧师是因为神呼召了我。
I had to act in obedience.
我必须顺服地服从神的呼召。
Some of you guys may know a guy named James Kwong from the Emmanuel Church.
你们有的人可能认识James Kwong 弟兄在以马内利教会。
So James came to UC Davis and he studied, something with exercise, something with science about exercising.
邝弟兄呢，他来在UC Davis 上学呢，就是学这个，这个好像是运动方面的这个一些课程。
And he says, I want to be a coach.
他说我想成为一个教练。
You know, I don't know very many Chinese coaches.
我不认识很多中国的教练。
But he says, God has called me to be a coach.
他说神招呼我去做，呼召我去做一个教练。
So I prayed with James.
所以我就跟他一起祷告。
And then James somehow got a call to go to Singapore to be a coach in a Christian school.
真的是很奇妙的。然后这个邝弟兄就被呼召了去新加坡的一个学校作为一个教练。
And he's writing me, oh, in Singapore, I can go this country, go that country. I just fly and take people with me to do missions trips.
他说，给我写信说，我可以在新加坡，我可以去到各种各样不同的国家去，然后带着人跟我一起去传福音。
So God called James and he was obedient and he just went with where God led him and he just did it.
那这个邝弟兄他就是知道神的呼召，他遵从神的呼召，然后他就顺服，然后就是传福音，为神服事。
But you need to start with your willingness to say, Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow.
那你就是说，对我们大家来说，就是说我们要祷告，就是说神，就是说神要我们做什么，我们就顺服。
All right, there's one last calling that we all will receive.
那这个第四个calling, 就是那个呼召。
And that's a calling to heaven.
那就是去天堂。
This is what scripture says.
这个经文是这样说的。
According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, and with a loud command, with the call, a voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, the dead in Christ will rise first.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
So this brings to completion God's callings in our life.
这就是我们整个这个神的呼召的。
He calls us to faith.
就是他呼召我们就是有信心。
He calls us to obedience.
他呼召我们有顺服。
He calls us to serve him.
他有事工的门招。
And then when the time has come, he'll call us to heaven.
那时间到了，他就让我们去天堂。
Now I want to say one last thing.
我想说最后一件事。
Calling is about obedience and faithfulness, not success.
那门召呢，是关于顺服和信心，不是成功。
In Isaiah chapter 6, we have the calling of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章有，就是
And we won't read the passage, but you know, God calls Isaiah, and Isaiah's, you know, he says, you know, how long do you want me to do this?
那以赛亚就是神呼召以赛亚的时候，以赛亚说：“你需要我做这个有多久呢？”
And basically, God says, "Until the cities are in ruin." I mean, it basically, when they forsake the Lord.
那就是基本上这个城市都是忘了神。
You see, Israel never obeyed. They went into exile.
那以色列人从来没有就是说他们不顺服，所以他们被流放。
But you know what? Isaiah just stayed faithful.
但是以赛亚就是很有信心。
And I think that's the whole thing about us is that, let's see, one more slide. The choice is ours.
那这个就是对我们来说，选择权在我们。
Will you be obedient?
我们会顺服吗？
Will you be faithful to God's calling in your life?
那我们对神的呼召会忠心吗？会有信心吗？
Gracious Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
We have heard your voice.
我们听到你的声音。
We need to respond to you.
我们需要对你的声音有反应。
Continue to speak to us, Lord.
主啊，求你对我们说话。
We pray these things in Christ's name.
我们祷告你的圣主的名，祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
现在我奉主耶稣基督的名，欢迎所有曾经接受过洗礼的弟兄姐妹，一同的来领受这圣餐。若是在我们中间你还没有受洗的话，请你今天暂时不要参与，但是我们由衷的期待，希望你在不久的将来能够跟我们一同在主的圣餐上面有份。Now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I welcome everyone who has been baptized to be, receive this communion together. But if you have not been baptized yet, we would like you, to observe today, and we sincerely hope that in the near future, you can be part of, this communion. 使徒保罗清楚地教导我们说，无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己先醒察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 So then whoever eat the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to be examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup.For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. 所以这时候我们在主的面前，我们安静地来省察自己，若是有什么过错，我们就应当悔改，并且以信心来领受这圣餐。 Now we will take a moment where we silence before the Lord, and if we have any transgression, then we ask the Lord forgiveness, and we also take this communion by faith. 主，我们感谢你，你的众儿女来到你施恩的宝座前，借着我们手上的饼跟杯，让我们能够再次的来思想，再次的被提醒，再次的来纪念主你在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。求圣灵时刻帮助我们，激励我们，主啊，你是何等的爱我们，也提醒我们能够更多的来爱你，也求主再次的来垂听我们每一个人在你面前的祷告，特别是为着在我们中间还没有信靠你，或者是还没有受洗的弟兄姐妹朋友，主啊，求圣灵继续在他们的心中做感动的工作，主啊，直到我们完全顺服你在我们身上的呼召，我们谢谢主。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Through this bread and cup, remind us once again what you have done on the cross to show your love to each one of us. And Father, that I pray that you continue to encourage us. The Holy Spirit enlightens our hearts that how great the love that we have received from you. And Father, pray that for our brothers and sisters, the gospel seekers have not believed in you, or they have not been baptized yet. May you continue work in their hearts. We hope sincerely that one day they all can be part of this family. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. 照使徒保罗所教训的，他从主所领受的，又传给我们，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。” For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you.The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 这时候我们请文雄弟兄为饼来感恩。We have Brother Wen Xiong to give thanks for the bread.
Let's pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you to send your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. We thank you, and before the Lord's table with us, you to search us, know our hearts,and test us, you know, our anxious thoughts, and see if there's offensive way in us, and lead us in a way everlasting. 在天父上帝，我们感谢你，赐给我们这，赐给我们这，是你把你的独生爱子耶稣基督，来到我们世上，为我们的罪钉钉在十字架上，他的身体为我们破碎，他的血为我们的流。我们感谢神，我们在这时候，我们也求神鉴察我们，知道我们的心思。试炼我们，知道我们的意念，看在我们心里面，内心有没有过犯，引导我们走永生的道路。我们感谢神，这样的感恩祷告，十分耶稣名求，阿门。
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”因为我们吃这饼喝这杯， 是表明主的死只等到他再来。 In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 这是我们请陈师母为杯来感恩。
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你差遣爱子耶稣在十字架上为我们死，为我们流出宝血，洗净我们一切的罪。主啊，我们真的是奉主的名接受主耶稣的时候，我们的罪就可以得到洗清。我们感谢主的大恩典。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your one and only Son, Jesus, who died on the cross and shed his blood that washed away our sins. And whoever received him will be children of God and our sin will be forgiven. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起来领受 Let's partake together.Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your one and beloved Son to this world to die on the cross for saving each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for this great time. Remind us once again what you have done on the cross for us. May the Holy Spirit continue inspire us.And remind us what we can we do today for our Lord Jesus Christ. What our family can do for our Lord Jesus Christ. And what our church can do for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
下面是迎新的时间，我们有没有好像今天有新的朋友哈？像有位新的朋友在我们当中，姓江，叫江慧生，能不能请你介绍一下你自己？
嗯，大家好，我叫江慧生，我们刚刚从新西兰搬到波士顿，大概三个月。
好，
所以在我上台
的时候，
所以今天是第一次
来，
好，感谢你们大家，谢谢。
好，谢谢，欢迎你们。
大家好，我叫吴国文，所以这是他说的，所以对，也我是从澳门来的。
澳门 ，OK，
广东话，
对 ，OK， 欢迎。还有没有其他？没有，好 ，OK， 好，耶稣的名，欢迎大家参加我们今天的主日崇拜。下面是一些感恩代祷事项，我们就是请大家继续为美国回归到神的正道上祷告。还有特别请大家继续为刚从出外刚刚回来在我们当中听众节目祷告，他们有些人得了新冠感染，所以求神保守他们早日恢复健康，能够和我们一起来够一起敬拜神。还有如果其他祷告事项的话，请跟孟牧师联系。今天的报告事项，今天崇拜以后有主日学，今天的主日学是孟牧师的主持，有回答信仰问题，所以请大家留下来参加今天主日学。还有 next week 下周就是 for youth 哈 ，next week 就是 December 12那个 Davis Grace Point Church 他们有一个 Search High， 在 Search High 有一个退休会，所以请大家欢迎 初中生和高中生参加，所以是 next week 9 o'clock 9 to 4，所以在那个主恩教会哈，华人主恩教会，所以 this is the number two here， just next week， so please reserve time。好，那我们报告就到这边，我们下面请大家起立，我们唱三一颂 ，listen up for our team。
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, love our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 但愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动与引导，常与你们众人同在，从今日直到永永远远。Amen. Please be seated. 请坐，我们默祷散会。